Unveiling the secrets A-list copywriters use to make themselves and their clients millions. This is the Copywriters Podcast with your host, the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel.
David, how are you doing today?
Nathan, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And oh my gosh, it is so hot right now. It's the middle of summer as we record this. My air conditioning is... it's doing the best it can do, but we'll start off with that.
Working overtime. Okay. Well, listen to this. A perfect summer day is when the sun is shining, the breeze is blowing, the birds are singing, and the lawnmower is broken. That's from author and sports writer Jim Dent. And it perfectly captures how a lot of us feel in the summertime. Lazy and happy to be so. And that's fine. But don't mistake your state of mind for the state of business. While more retail sales do happen in November and December than they do in July and August, business is still very active. People want things and people buy things. Did you buy or sell anything in the middle of July on Amazon Prime Days? I know I sold a bunch of books. Well, that means somebody bought them. Business lives. And not just for me and for book buyers. What I'd like us to do today is talk about how you can take advantage of the summer and the other three seasons in your copy and your overall marketing. And we'll do that. But first, how would you like to take advantage of this? Copy is powerful. You're responsible for how you use what you hear on this podcast. And most of the time, common sense is all you need. But if you make extreme claims, and if you're writing copy for offers in highly regulated industries like health, finance, and business opportunity, you may want to get a legal review after you write and before you start using your copy. My larger clients do this all the time. Okay, so today we'll divide the year into four seasons, starting with the one we're in, summer. It turns out there are many copy and marketing opportunities people overlook that tie into the seasons. We'd like to show you what they are and give you some examples for you to consider using and adapting for your own promotions. The clock is ticking. We've only got a few weeks of summer left because it's the middle of August once this show airs. So we will dig into summer marketing first. As we mentioned before, summer is a time when people like to kick back and take it easy. With all the vacations, outdoor events, and warm weather people are thinking about, it seems like a tough time for business. But it's not. It's only a tough time if you haven't looked at the way we're going to look at it today. And once you shift gears into this kind of thinking, you'll see opportunities all over the place. So maybe one of them will work for you, and if it does, grab it. Let's start with how to use a persuasion story to promote a really good idea. Suppose you have a food and drink company and your products are perfect for get-togethers like barbecues, cookouts, and picnics. To get the word out, you put together an ebook filled with recipes that include all your products. And since you're in the food business, not the publishing business, you offer this ebook for free on social media. But then you take it one step further. You encourage your followers to download the book, try the recipes, and then share their own recipes with photos of what they came up with using your products. And you could use a story like this to promote the whole thing. I remember the first time I tried to host a summer party. I spent hours in the kitchen trying to make dishes that would impress my guests. But it didn't work out. Either the food was too complicated to make quickly or just didn't have that summertime vibe I was looking for. The cocktails didn't work out much better either. They were too strong or too bland. My guests were polite, but I knew they weren't happy. I needed to do something better. So I got some help from a business called Party and Then Some Foods. They already had a lot of the hardest things done, like cocktails already mixed and some of the really tricky things to cook pre-made by expert chefs. I realized their basic ingredients were much better than I'd been using, but somehow still affordable. I came up with a good sized set of recipes using their ingredients. Then I put it all together into a PDF cookbook. It's called Summer Recipes, So Good You'll Barely Believe It. Along with Party and Then Some Foods, we're sharing this ebook with you free of charge. After you download it, try the recipes. And when you come up with your own, using the ingredients from Party and Then Some Foods, you can share them on our Facebook page. Okay, so here's why this story and promotion would work. What you've done actually is you've created a community out of a cookbook, and the cookbook was based on one summer activity. And that's a classic example of good seasonal marketing. When people share their own photos and experiences, they become advocates for your company because they're using your foods and your drinks. So in the post, they feel like they're showing off their creativity. But the posts are also great customer-generated content that work as testimonials for your products. Customer-generated content like this comes across as very trustworthy. People believe it. And besides that, it gives you a lot of fresh content to share on your own social media channels. One reason the share your recipes part works, besides the pride of authorship for the creations themselves, is that people like to feel being part of something bigger than themselves that they believe in. And what you're doing here becomes that something bigger. So that's one idea for marketing with a summer theme. That bring up any thoughts?
It does. And I don't remember where I first read this, but Jell-O, when Jell-O was trying to create a dessert, at the time, everybody who had ever cooked with Jell-O used it as like an additive for other things. And it was not, I mean, gelatin, it's like bone marrow and other stuff. It's not what you think of as a dessert. And so they were having a huge problem trying to break into the dessert marketplace. And that's what they ended up doing, is they put out a free cookbook with a bunch of dessert recipes. And then they encouraged people that used it to share their own recipes. They didn't have social media. They didn't have the ability to share Facebook posts and stuff like we do now, but very similar strategy. And it ended up turning Jell-O into one of the most recognizable dessert brands. So the proof is in the pudding, and that was not a deliberate pun.
Yes, it was, but it was a good one. Okay, maybe it wasn't. I believe you. It sounded like it was. All right, so let's look at a few other summer-themed marketing themes. So how about outdoor activities? People love to hike and bike and go swimming in the summer. So you could have a summer fitness sale for a number of different products. If you sold outdoor gear, you could have a summer adventure sale. If you sell fitness equipment, you could have a summer fitness sale. If you sell supplements, you could have a healthy summer you sale. See, it doesn't really take much to tie what you're doing to summer, right? Okay, good. So fall. Now, fall is a very interesting season. And I'm not sure if it begins at the start of September, right after Labor Day, or the end of September, right after the autumnal equinox, which is September 22nd or 23rd. And it probably starts somewhere in between. I've always, not just because football starts up in fall, I've always thought of fall like the last quarter of a football game, or maybe the last 30 minutes of a movie, where the tension ratchets up, velocity increases, and everything is on the line. People feel like they have to complete everything against a short deadline because there's not a lot of time. And I don't just mean copywriters on deadline. I mean everyone, well, nearly everyone. So add to that the holidays, which begin at Thanksgiving and end shortly after New Year's, and that's really the last month of fall. And it seems like nothing happens during the holidays. So fall is one season with a whole month missing, right? If it's just basically October and November, December is like gone for the holidays. You've got all this stuff to do compressed into 2 months. And there are so many opportunities for marketing with a fall theme. Here's one. Let's say you're promoting an all-natural candle for the fall season. How do you go about it? Well, we could start with a story about a mom named Jessica. her life is jam-packed, stress at work, kids back to school, husband unavailable on the weekends because of football. So she buys your candle, hoping it will help her unwind and shed her stress in the evenings. And it helps, yes. But more than that, she notices something she can only describe as magic, because one evening she lights the candle and her Adderall-fueled kids start to calm down a little. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the candle hypnotizes them. Even her husband stops raving about football for a little while. So you could put this in a story, and it's pretty safe bet that there will be a lot of parents like Jessica who will get interested in the candle themselves. And you can make it an unexpected benefit story, since Jessica originally never expected the candle to calm her kids down. Here's your story. At the end of the day, Jessica was exhausted. Work, kids, and nonstop chores had turned her day into an automatic stress generator. Hoping for a little peace in the evening, she picked up our all-natural fall-scented candle. It did calm her down, but after she lit the candle, she noticed something she never thought would happen. The warm glow and soothing scent not only relaxed Jessica, they seemed to calm the hyperactive kids, too. Instead of the running, fighting, yelling, and screaming, the family gathered around and gazed at the gentle flicker of the flame. For the first time in a long time, Jessica found herself enjoying a quiet, peaceful evening with her loved ones. Even her husband calmed down. How do you like that?
With the exception of the husband stopping talking about football, it was a very believable story.
Fair enough. Okay. Needs work. Okay.
I will say, though, summertime, people like to spend money on adventures and experiences. And so, like, amusement parks and hiking and all that type of stuff, there's a lot of money going on there, a lot of money transferring. Fall, a lot of retail therapy. A lot of people want, and then Christmas is in fall and Thanksgiving is in fall. So even though, like you said, it kind of slows down the pace of life itself, a lot of people increase spending during fall because they like to go out and buy a new jacket. They like to go out and buy some new candles or buy a new blanket, a new comforter set for the bed, or Christmas shopping. So even though life kind of slows down during fall, spending tends to increase during fall.
Yeah, it does. And there are other promotions we could talk about too in the fall. Back to school promotions, right? Mm. Late summer, early fall, families are focused on preparing new school year. And this is a pretty interesting demographic. It's like from kids from ages, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 to college.
To college, yeah.
Even graduate school, you know, they're still living in mom's basement. I don't know. So you could promote school supplies, clothing, devices like phones and tablets. One interesting way, and like this, to do a fall promotion is to put together a back-to-school checklist. So you know, people have something to focus on, and it includes your product. Yeah. And you can include a special deal for families purchasing multiple items.
Again, the power of the internet. If you've got a website and you sell school supplies, office supplies, you could advertise free back-to-school checklist, PDF, print it out, or app on your phone. Go ahead and just check it off like a to-do list, and great way to drive sales.
Yeah, it's a shopping list for your website. Another thing, as the weather, in terms of food, as the weather cools, people like more stews, roasts for their meals. Mm-hmm. So it's a perfect time to promote seasonal foods, kitchen gadgets, recipe books.
Oh, I was going to say, and home comfort, things to decorate the home, make the home more comfortable. You're spending a lot more time in the house, so selling those things that help make the house more comfortable, this is the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, and some people like to do fall decor. They like to have little leaf designs, and I don't get it, but I don't judge it. I just don't understand it. You could promote home decor. You could promote cozy blankets, since the weather gets cooler in the fall. You could highlight the cozy and inviting atmosphere your products can create in the home. And again, sort of using the PDF cookbook or the checklist idea in a different way, you could promote a fall home decor guide showcasing how to use your products. You could collaborate with home decor bloggers or influencers to create fall-themed room makeovers or run a contest where customers submit photos of their fall decorated homes using your products for a chance to win a prize. So lots of opportunities in the fall.
All right, let's jump on to the winter.
Well, let's start our section on winter with a little Shakespeare. This is Gloucester in Henry III. Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by this son of York, and all the clouds that lured upon our house in the deep bosom of the ocean buried.
I'm so immature.
That was immature?
I'm laughing at bosom.
Oh, Nathan, grow up. Okay. I feel like Beavis and Butthead here. Okay. It sounds like winter is a sad time from that little snippet of Shakespeare, and it can be. But when people are sad, they usually want to be happy, and part of being happy is being warm and comfy when it's cold as hell outside. Mm-hmm. So let's look at promoting a product in the winter using a predicted transformation story. And this kind of story works because it shows how you can change your prospect's life. And it just happens to be during the winter. Even though we don't usually think of winter as a time of transformation, this kind of story can still work that way. So we will do a predicted transformation story with a product we'll call the Heated Bliss Blanket. I always hated how the winter chill would seep into my bones. It didn't matter how many layers I wore or how high I turned up the thermostat. And the nights were worst of all. But then I discovered the Heated Bliss Blanket. I was interested in it because of its advanced heating technology. It used AI to evenly distribute warmth. That meant no cold spots. And it really changed things. Soon after I started using it, I actually enjoyed getting into bed on the coldest of winter nights. My muscles relaxed and I drifted off to sleep easily. I woke up more refreshed than I had in the past. The Heated Bliss Blanket didn't just keep me warm. For me, it also turned winter nights from evenings of shivering to a time of comfy relaxation. So think about this. We spend about one third of our live sleeping. And the transformation from this product is in effect for a full one third of the entire winter. And there are follow-on positive effects for the other two thirds of those days. Not bad for a Heated Bliss Blanket, right?
What I love about that story the most is it reframes the feeling of winter. Winter can be, there's less sunlight, there's less to do. The days get shorter. A lot of times people deal with, they call it SAD, seasonal affectiveness disorder. Mm-hmm. They get depressed during the winter. Yep. And that's one way to look at winter. But then there's also like cozy, cuddling up next to the fireplace, enjoying some hot cocoa with somebody that you love. That's a totally different framing of winter, and winter can evoke both of those, really down and depressed or warm, fuzzy, cozy feelings. And that story took you from the first one, the down and depressed, to the warm, cozy, and it did a great job of what sometimes we talk about going from Hell Island to Heaven Island. It did a great job in just a couple of sentences of completely reframing the way I looked at winter.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so let me walk through the steps on writing that story. There's only three. The first one is paint a word picture of the problem your prospect is experiencing. And the problem here is our protagonist was cold in the winter. Pretty simple problem. Two, introduce your product and show how it transforms the prospect's life. How it's doing it. It warms them up while they're in bed, while they're sleeping. And three, finally, underline the changes that occurred and why they made an important difference. And I'll quote from the story. For me, it also turned winter nights from evenings of shivering to a time of comfy relaxation. Again, even though we don't usually think of winter as a time of transformation, this kind of story can still work pretty well that way. So what else can we do for winter promotions? Well, first of all, in terms of winter, remember how we were talking that about fall only being 2 months? Well, that extra month has to go somewhere. You could cheat time a little and roll back the start of winter to Black Friday, because by the time it's December, it's not officially winter, but it pretty much feels like winter. So you could have a holiday special for anything, a Black Friday special, a 12 Days of Christmas special. According to the National Retail Foundation, nearly 20% of all retail sales happen in November and December. I mean, that's only 16% of the month, so that's a bump. So get your slice of the pie, right? Mm-hmm. Now, people stay indoors more in the winter. Of course, there's outdoor stuff, there's skiing and all that, but a lot of people stay indoors. So it's a good time to promote indoor activities, including, of course, wholesome family activities and other activities, but wholesome family activities. You could feature indoor games, books, hobby supplies for those long winter nights. You could create a list of indoor activity ideas featuring your products. And three, people start many home improvement projects during the winter, especially mostly indoor products. So you could start promoting home improvement tools, DIY kits, home organization products, and grow room remodeling. See what I did there, Nathan?
I see. I was going to wait to the end of the show to bring that up. But yes, I will say this too, and this might feel a little bit icky, but retail therapy, when we're dealing with those cold days, sometimes it just feels good to get out of the house and go to the shopping mall, go to Nordstrom's, buy something for ourselves, buy something for someone we care about. Sometimes it feels good just to have an Amazon package show up and you get that novelty experience. And a lot of people crave that in the middle of the winter where it's stagnant and everything's dead and cold and not moving. And then a new package shows up, or you get a chance to go out and connect with some people at the shopping mall. That is something that makes us feel better. And I'm not saying we should exploit that, but we should definitely take it into consideration.
Yeah. You know, reminding people of what they already like, I don't feel like that's manipulative or exploitive. I feel that's just like, you know, good marketing. All right. So now finally spring, right? After that cold winter, we have spring. Flowers blooming, kids graduating, hormones a-popping, birds singing. Life goes on, but spring is a time of renewal, of fresh starts, and of thawing out from winter. So for spring, let's talk about an inventor's origin story that would work perfectly at this time of year. An inventor's origin story, it starts with your struggle to find something. You can't find it. And so it ends with your unique solution that you developed. And it adds in there a little personal history and some emotional depth to really dimensionalize and even humanize your product or whatever else you invented. So here it is. Spring has always been my favorite season, but every year I had the same frustrating problem. My garden was always a patchy mess of weeds and struggling plants. Not exactly what I wanted. Now, I tried every product I could find, but nothing worked. I was completely out of ideas. I was ready to give up, but I was determined to make my garden colorful and beautiful. And then it hit me. I couldn't find what I was looking for. So I would have to create it myself. I spent months researching and experimenting. I tried various natural ingredients, tried a lot of formulas that failed, and I researched everything I could. One day I lucked out. I had come up with a unique organic soil enhancer that transformed my garden into the beautiful spot I was hoping for. My neighbors noticed the change and asked me how I did it. And that's when I knew I had something special. Want to talk about that story, especially since you're in the agricultural business a little bit?
Yeah. So I was going to say two of my clients are in the cannabis industry, and we definitely see seasonal effectiveness. We see during the summertime when it's expensive to run an air conditioner in your grow room all day, people stop growing cannabis during the summertime, except for outdoor growers. Outdoor growers increase their grow in the summertime. During the wintertime, it's too cold to grow outdoors, so all of the big commercial outdoor growers or all of the gray market outdoor growers, they shut down their grows. And so we have to tailor our business based off of the season and our target market shifts. It's not just the offer, it's the market that actually shifts. But we're able to keep it going because we know, hey, during spring and summer, we target these people. During summer, winter, and fall, we target these people. And then during, again, back in spring, we can target everybody. And spring's usually our best time of the year. Then I'm thinking of Walmart, and Walmart does kind of the opposite. They have the seasonal department where when it's summer, they stock it full of kayaks and life jackets and lawn chairs and ceiling fan or window fans. And then as it comes closer to fall or late summer, they start stocking it full of school supplies, and then they stock it full of Halloween stuff. And so they change their offer completely. But you don't have to, if you don't have a business where you can completely change your entire offering, you can still find ways. And I think that this episode was a great example of, even if you've only got one thing to sell, you can still find different ways to sell it during the different seasons.
Yeah, I really like that example with the cannabis market, because you're really selling the same thing, but you're emphasizing a different way to use it based on the way people are already using it, which also goes back to knowing your customers really well and, you know, not only understanding their purchasing, but understanding their behavior patterns and what factors cause them to do different things, including something as simple as the weather.
Yeah, so you can use what we talked about today if you change your offer for the season and change what you're actually selling. Or you can use it if you just change the way you position your offer for each season. It works both ways.
Yeah, really good point. Okay, so let's talk about a few other things you could do in spring cleaning. Nothing says a new beginning like a clean home. At least that's what many people believe. So you could have a spring cleaning promotion. You could promote cleaning supplies, storage solutions, organizational tools, and our old friend, the checklist. You could take it one step further and create a spring cleaning checklist that includes, wait for it, your products. Okay. To travel after being cooped up for 3 very cold months, people like to get out and about. You could promote travel packages. Tim, I have a friend, Tim, in the adventure travel business, adventure gear or vacation accessories. You could create a spring travel guide featuring your products. Again, offer exclusive deals or discounts for customers planning spring getaways. So, yeah, before I recap, any additional stuff?
No, I just love all of this. And this is something that we just recently, as we're recording it, we're the middle of July. We just ran a promo for one of my cannabis clients because cannabis growers are rebellious and 4th of July is all about rebellious nature. Finding even just holidays within the season to tie, hey, you're like this. This holiday symbolizes this. If you feel this holiday, doesn't even have to be a 10% off. It's just a, hey, if you feel this holiday or if you feel this season, help celebrate it by treating yourself to product X. And so just across the board, this has just been an awesome episode and really hitting home.
Yeah, thanks. And what you just said was so great. I've never heard tying the meaning of a holiday to a quality of character of your market. And it's brilliant. And again, there's an even bigger general principle that we've said a million times, and it's easy to forget this a million times after you hear it. Your marketing isn't about your product. It's about your customer. and their situation and their perceptions and their wants and their needs, and their desires and their beliefs, and how your product fits into that. Mm-hmm. So you just gave a perfect example with the 4th of July promotion. That's really inventive. I love that. Nice. All right. So let me wrap up. Today we talked about how to use the seasons in your copy and in other marketing efforts. The key thing to remember is the weather and the season that it occurs in. Those things, the weather and the season, are usually top of mind for most people. So I hope you've seen how we can take advantage of it. And we showed how you can weave the season into a persuasion story for winter, spring, summer, or fall, to quote James Taylor. So to get more about persuasion stories, let me recommend my book. Why, here it is, The Persuasion Story Code. And it's chock full of stories types. We sampled a few of them today that you can use any time of year. And I've put a link to the Amazon page in the show notes.
Okay. One last thing before we're out of here. You mentioned weather and season are usually top of mind for people. And for someone who questions that or pushes back against it, I would just like to remind, typically the most common icebreaker is, man, how about that weather? It's always top of mind.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if this were winter, San Francisco, the weather's almost always the same, but I probably wouldn't just be wearing a t-shirt. I'd probably be wearing a sweater. It's like first thing I think about when I get dressed, right? Yeah, everyone, whether, yeah, so absolutely.
All right. Persuasion Story Code. We'll put links in the show notes. You can get the show notes for this episode and 380 other episodes over at copywriterspodcast.com. While you're there, make sure you subscribe to the show. And until next time, we will catch you later.
Catch you later. Before we go, a quick question. Would you like to have me as a guest on your podcast? Let me give you an easy way to contact me about that. We've put up a form on garfinkelmedia.com, and it won't take much more than a minute to fill it out. So if you'd like to have me on your show, just go to garfinkelmedia.com and fill out the form. That's garfinkelmedia.com. Thanks, and see you next time on the Copywriters Podcast.
This is the Copy and Funnels Podcast Network.